Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with Raheem Sterling, who was once again England's match winner as the Three Lions booked their place in the last 16 by finishing top of their group at Euro 2020. Sterling, who scored the winner in the first game against Croatia, was on target early on at Wembley once again as Gareth Southgate's side beat the Czech Republic by a goal to nil. Afterwards, Sterling said that he was pleased to play his part once again for his country and delighted that England got the job done. He said that the overall aim was to always win the group, win the match and progress, and they are taking it game by game with a last 16 game at Wembley next up for England and Sterling against most likely France, Germany or Portugal. Sticking with Sterling, reports on Wednesday say that the City winger would not be keen on being part of a deal that would see City sign Harry Kane. It's being reported that City have made an approach now to Tottenham to sign Kane with a bid in the region of £100 million. Some reports say that City will be prepared to include players in the deal, and Sterling may be one of them. But a report on ESPN says that Sterling does not want to leave City and does not want to be part of any deal. Elsewhere, and Chelsea are ready to challenge City for the signature of Aston Villa midfielder Jack Grealish, who of course also started for England on Tuesday night. Grealish is a hot property this summer and has been linked with both City and Manchester United, but the latest reports say that Chelsea are also in the race to sign him. Finally, Spanish defender Sergio Ramos is ready to turn down any interest from both City and United and join Paris Saint-Germain when his Real Madrid contract expires at the end of the month. That's according to a report from Spain. That's all for now. We'll have more later.